Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Jerks!
Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan!
Are you ready?
Yes, you do the countdown.
84, 103,
oh,
2,
no.
We are... out of sync. 3, 2, 1.
We are the future, jerks.
Future jerks. Happy 420 day.
420. That's like 80.
Is this it like 80s day?
Sorry.
Hey, now, I live in Japan, as you know, and I'm in a square. I am as square as a bug.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that, right?
Bug squared.
Who's Squaresville?
Super square.
That's me. 420. I don't understand the significance.
I don't know, man.
Let me look it up on the internet. Happy birthday, Hitler. You're 123 years old today. If you're listening, I'm sorry that your paintings weren't very good.
Oh my God, I've got munchies.
What? Well, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. Are you
munchies.
Celebrating the second anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon explosion?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. These are the best chips I've ever had in my life. Oh my God.
Benny Hill.
Benny,
you know Benny Hill?
They've got a special on grilled tuna and a shrimp special, too. It's pretty awesome this month.
Right.
Just go to Benihana.com. It's really good.
Benny Hill's 20th... he died 20 years ago. Today.
Did you know classic Benny Hill appearance is the girl who played Daphne on Frasier?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was she one of the girls running in slow motion?
No, the whole joke is you can find it on the YouTubes, apparently with child, and it's hilarious.
Well, tell me some other 420 stuff going on today.
I don't remember, man.
Do you know Crispin Glover? Do you remember Crispin Glover? Yeah. He's 48. Why are you so happy today? It's a tragedy. 420, tragedy day. This is the Columbine 14 years ago. Columbine, and you're laughing.
Peter Falk was awesome.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I think I seem to have forgotten my hat.
Why is it Sean Connery doing Peter Falk?
In Japan, they are crazy about Columbo. There is a magazine about Columbo.
Okay.
So, 14th anniversary of Columbo being... Do you remember Waco, Texas? Here, have one of these.
Ooh.
There you go.
Mm, the mentholatum really helps.
Waco, Texas was 19 years ago. You know that? The siege.
Oh, that movie with Steven Seagal.
That's the one.
Yeah. It's funny because I was going to review a movie of his later.
That movie came out 19 years ago.
Well, another movie of his came out called Payback, which...
Payback?
No, but he was pretty good too in Alice. See, I am not without my ability and faculty. Is still intact.
You know everything.
Columbo? Is that what I...
No, Carmen Electra. We were talking about Carmen
Why?
Electra,
okay, see, I don't know.
She's 40. She's the big 4-0 today.
Yeah, but her real name is Tara Lee Patrick.
That's even sexier than Carmen Electra.
But isn't that weird? Because isn't there an actual adult actress name that has her name? Like, wouldn't it... It seems like she has the porno name and the other girl has the real...
Well, let me check. Here, I'm going to send you a video clip. Have a look at that now.
Oh, God.
And... Whoa, I can't believe we just cut out 1 hour of this podcast.
I think you also, I'm not sure, but I think you might have cut into the feed for CHCH TV in Hamilton. I think when you did that, you might have caused some problems with the feed.
Let me check the news. Oh, this just happened. So CHCH in Toronto
Hamilton. Whatever. Oh, yeah. The I hammer. The hammer.
They had porn on TV. Tell me about it.
Well, you just did it with your...
Okay, here's what it says. CHCH Vice President Mike Catris. Catris. What does that say?
I don't know, but you just hypnotized me with that.
It's the...
The way you said it over and over again. Like...
Look
at you had me at Catrices.
Catrices. Mike Catrices says, Matt rhymes with mattresses. He believes viewers saw around a minute of hardcore pornography.
That's about all one needs, right? About a minute.
About a minute.
As long as it's not like the knocking on the door with the pizza.
Yeah,
like a little bit.
Part.
Yeah, you want to move on.
So here's what he says, though. This is funny. Because this is exactly what you're saying about the length of time, perceived length of time when you're looking at pornography.
Right.
Although an internal memo suggested it may have
been... An internal memo.
Minutes, but as I say, it seemed like an eternity, he said in a telephone interview on Friday.
It seemed like an eternity.
Yeah.
I think he was enjoying it
too much. There was also apparently a tweet about it that said, just eating some pancakes this morning watching CHCH. I no longer like pancakes. Or the news. Like, whole types of food are being blackened by the actions of CHCH. Well, it's not even CHCH. It's somebody cut into them, Ray.
Are they suggesting that the pornography was somehow related to pancakes? Because I've seen pornography with cereal in it. Softcore pornography on... See, when you grow up in Ottawa, here's something you listeners from around the world may not know. When you grow up in Ottawa in the 80s and 70s or whatever...
Which is like 420, plus
three,
or minus.
You will see pornography on TV, softcore pornography for free. I don't think they have it anymore, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. It was called William Floyd.
Yeah, it was a show called William Floyd, and it was French. And you could see... And it was really softcore. Like, there was people running around in underpants, mainly.
Pillsbury Doughboy, though. What a freak.
Please explain.
About the pancakes and the pornography.
Oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah,
you've seen the cereal stuff.
He's kind of a sex addict.
Oh, wait. We were on Carmen Electra's birthday.
Carmen Electra's birthday.
Yeah. So the name thing.
Tara Lee Patrick. Why did she change it? Because it's already a sexy name. It makes me think about cake.
Okay.
Tell me about TaraPatrick.com. I'm looking. Whoa! That is an adult actress. How do you know about that?
You gave me the link.
Right.
I was researching for a role.
I'm really far behind in my adult actresses. I remember Sika. Do you remember Sika? Like when I was a child.
Right.
And that was a popular porn actress.
I totally know what Sika is, but Sika sounds very future oriented too. Sika from the future.
Sika still have a .com?
As opposed to like Bambi or Barber or like whatever, like
Sika's still around.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Do we have to talk about pornography on such a sad anniversary of the death of Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yeah, and it's the 13th anniversary, which is one of the worst anniversaries.
The unluckiest anniversary.
Yeah.
The witching anniversary.
I still miss him.
Were you a wrestling fan as a kid?
Oh, I loved wrestling when I was a kid.
When did you first figure out that it was not a real, spoiler alert, sport, as far as the outcomes are predetermined?
I had an accident and don't remember things.
I'm really upset about that pornography thing.
Why?
The actors should be compensated for that's copyrighted material.
Who's copyrighted?
Well, I imagine the pornography that was shown on the air, they didn't get compensated for it.
Oh, I thought you meant a good Carmen Electra. Ravishing Rick Rude. There's not a lot left, eh? I mean, there's Hulk. There's Hulk. Basically, of that golden era of wrestling, there's not many left. Andre the Giant's gone.
Yeah.
Macho Man died not too long ago. There's really just Hulk Hogan left. And the Warrior.
They're the only wrestlers left. And Yokozuna.
And the Ultimate Warrior. And Jake the Snake.
Is it true that you just got married?
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, this is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
We are the super hosts 2000.
This is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
And what we've been up to.
You got married.
I did.
You got married. You got married.
I
was at the wedding. Did you check the ID of the officiator to make sure you didn't get a fake officiator? Your marriage may not be valid.
He did look an awful lot like Gallagher. And he is looking for a new gig lately. And he did.
Gallagher, he looked
and
like
he did. And he did seal the ceremony with a smashing of a watermelon. Oh, my God.
That's his new career because he quit comedy.
Oh, my God. I'm really worried. No. Oh, it's okay. Gallagher apparently was sworn in as a reverend.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it's all legit. It's all legit.
It was a wonderful wedding. I have some soup news about the wedding a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. No. I just got to say that I think that intercourse is a wonderful thing within the confines and the bonds of holy matrimony.
Well, I'm glad you finally got to do it.
I know. It's really cool how it's like you and her and God watching.
And you have to use your wiener.
We didn't use any props.
Well, that's too bad, you know, because wieners, you know, you're just newlywed. But later on in your marriage, you'll find you want to bring different foods into the bedroom. And what better than wieners? Because sometimes you need to take a break and have a snack.
Pumpkins, I hear, are good.
Pumpkins with a hole in them and watermelons.
Oh, that's why Gallagher did that.
It's a marital aid.
It was a symbol. You know, I'm a man now. Mazel tov.
Now, your wife, whose maiden name was Patrick... Or was it Electra? Electra. Now she's taken your name, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, she's going to...
Got Electra?
No, she's taken my name.
So she's Mrs. Future.
She's Mrs. Future.
Mrs. Carmen Future.
Yes.
Where did you get married?
In a parking lot of a Walmart. It was a limo, one of those stretch limos with the hot tub at the back.
You'd think I would have known that since I was there. I totally remember now. You know, having the female topless chauffeur was a classy, classy touch.
Thanks, thanks. It's the little touches like that that really make all the difference.
And you went shirtless as well as a tribute to Ravishing Rick Rude.
Absolutely. I knew that his 13th anniversary of his death was fast approaching, and I was like, how can I really make this special? So I had, you know, shirtless and a boa.
Well, congratulations on your getting married.
Thank you.
Now, you're on honeymoon right now. Tell us how that's going.
Oh, it's good. We're in the greater Ottawa area, so we're...
Well, why are there tropical sound effects and ocean sound effects playing? It doesn't even make sense. Turn those off!
Climate change. You don't know much about Ottawa, do you? You've been away too long, Ray. Things are changing here in Ottawa.
Well, it used to be icy cold at this time of year.
Right now, I've got my testicles in a glass of iced tea. That's how hot it is.
And a glass of iced tea. Sweetened iced tea for you American listeners. Sweetened by the sweet aroma of balls. That's what makes it sweet. American listeners, listen up. Canadians put sugar in their iced tea. It's weird. When you drink iced tea in other countries, then you come back, it's like, what the hell is wrong with this tea? But for some reason, everyone's used to it and thinks it's normal.
Who puts sugar in the...
Canadians.
I don't know. I did not know that.
Well, when you go to the USA and they have iced tea, it's usually unsweetened unless they specify.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. It's probably just Mountain Dew that I'm drinking.
Do you like Mountain Dew?
I like Mountain Dew.
I said Mountain Dudes!
Yeah, I know. I heard you the first time.
Okay. I see.
I'm married. I'm not dead. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, so did you enjoy the wedding?
I enjoyed the wedding immensely. It was a wonderful wedding. Touching ceremony. I really liked everything about it. I found the water to be slightly high in chlorine levels.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes were slightly reddened. Not with tears of sadness or joy, but with chlorine poisoning because of your wedding.
Thankfully, it saved you from all the urine.
Oh, it burns. It burns. It's like pouring hot tea down my leg. Hey,
it's like
tea.
A ring of fire.
It is. Ouch. Oh, that pee burns so much.
That ring of fire.
That's what that song is about.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to the lyrics?
Yeah.
It's about pee burning your leg. There's some other news.
Most Johnny Cash songs actually are about pee.
I walk the line.
Exactly.
What's that about?
Well, obviously it's just about the stream, right?
What about the song 5 Feet High and Rising?
Yep.
Is that about pee?
Obviously.
What do you mean? It doesn't even seem to relate in any way.
Yeah. No, it's totally about
Okay,
that.
What about the song 25 Minutes
It's
to
art,
go?
Though, right? So remember, it's not... 25 minutes to go? Well, of course. Meaning, like, it's like, how about leave that junk alone?
What about don't take your guns to town?
Of course.
Green, green grass at home. What's that about?
Green, green grass. Well, you're watering the lawn with the with what your about, whiz.
What about Hurt, the Nine Inch Nails cover?
Yeah, it's like having to cross your legs and come on. This is pretty well everything is about pee.
What about the orange
cool water? Cool water.
Cool water. Orange blossom.
Devil's special. Devil's right hand. Dirty old second dog.
Rusty cage.
Don't go near the water. Drink to me.
Drink to me. It's totally about urine. You didn't even have to tell me that.
That's right.
I already knew that.
Have a drink of water. That's about peeing on somebody. He turned water into wine.
Oh, what about God's going to cut you down with a stream of urine?
That was, well, that's pretty obvious. In the garden? Jeez. I mean, you can, they're all about pee.
That's really weird.
Water from the wells of home.
How do you know? You know that one? I know that one, too. That's a pee song as well.
It's all about pee.
All about pee. Speaking of pee,
yep.
You are going to have a baby.
I am, a boy.
Babies make pee.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
They vomit with impunity. They cry and scream. They have to be kept clean. They are more prone to disease than a grown human.
This is the part of the show where I, an expectant father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies, not actually about biting babies. So anyway, neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles mashed by a potato masher. Sorry to hear about that. It's a boy.
This is the first time it's been announced on Computer Podcast.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for names?
Oh, I got lots of name suggestions.
Oh, hang okay. On Please do tell. I'm just going to enjoy some chips for no reason.
Okay. I got some baby name ideas for you. Oh, those sound good.
They're really good, man. What were we talking about?
How about the name Armani?
Are you kidding?
Cullen. Cullen because Twilight. B-E-A-R, bear.
Only if there's a BJ.
Lucifer. Lucifer, no, not after the...
Obviously, that is
after
not...
After the robot from Battlestar Galactica, with the original Battlestar Galactica with the sparkly head. Trendy.
Are you suggesting that it would be trendy, or is that a name?
Princess Peach.
I did say a boy, right?
How about World Peace?
How about another one?
Pitt, like Brad Pitt. Pitt Future. You have to worry about using an F because it might sound weird to have like a Lois Lane type of alliteration name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're deliberately avoiding F names?
Totally.
Frank Future.
Yep.
Phineas Future. It's not an F, but it's an F sound.
Femur.
Femur Future. Fever? Fever? Actually, Fever would be good. Unfortunately, your name starts with an F.
Right.
Sparrow Future.
Arrow?
Sparrow.
Sparrow.
Like Robin, you know, it's a boy's
name. Uh-huh.
How about Zima? Zima Future.
I'm not Zima that.
Gwen Stefani has a kid called Zuma.
Isn't that a...
crazy.
Isn't that the really bad Microsoft iPod thing?
Oh, you mean the really great Microsoft iPod thing? Rest in peace. 420.
420.
The anniversary of the death of the Zune.
Is it really? Wow.
Listeners, if you could send Scott some baby name ideas.
Yeah, yeah. I totally need it.
He has no idea. Moxie, like Penn Jillette's kid.
Is that right? I didn't know that was
Moxie Crime Fighter. Not kidding. The middle name is Crime Fighter.
That's really,
that up.
Really?
That's really her name. That's her name, yeah.
And that's a girl's name?
I like Moxie, but the crime fighter's kind of ridiculous. But it ensures that your child can never be a criminal because it's going to come up. You can't join her game because crime fighter. Sean Penn has a kid called Hopper, and you suggested that. I thought it sounded like a hophead or some sort of frog. Jason Lee has Pilot Inspector. Kevin Bacon's got a kid called Sosi. But that's kind of a girl's name, I thought. I don't know why you suggested it. Spielberg has a kid called Destry. Destroy without the L.
Yeah, that is weird.
What about Cal-El? Nicolas Cage has Cal-El Coppola. Superman, right?
Super lame.
That's terrible.
He did marry Presley, right? So
okay, Jerry Halliwell from the Spice Girls has Bluebell Madonna.
Jesus, why are they doing this to the kids?
Duchovny's kid is named Kid. K-Y-D.
Oh,
hey, Kid. What? No, you, Kid. God.
Why are they doing this?
Hey, listen.
But why
Bob
would they
Geldof,
blow? Yeah.
You know Bob Geldof. And Paula Yates had a kid.
He doesn't.
Fifi Trixie Bell. Man. Alice Cooper's kid is Calico.
Yeah. Of the ones that are out there, that is the least dumb.
Okay, this is the dumbest one. Tony Braxton's kids, Diesel and Denim.
Wow. It's like Crimson and Clover.
Sylvester Stallone has Seargo, S-E-A-R-G-E-O-H. I assume that's how it's pronounced. And Sage Moonblood.
Sage Moonblood?
Not making this up. Sage Moonblood.
No way.
These people should not be allowed to name children.
Oh, my God.
Jermaine Jackson, Your Majesty.
Oh, these poor children. Like, what chance do they really have? Like,
John
really?
Cougar?
Like,
John
is it Cougar? Just that they're trying to, like, you're never going to be better than me because I'm going to anchor this incredibly stupid name to you?
Yeah, why is it celebrities? Because regular people don't pick names like Speck Wild Horse, John Cougar's kid. Or Robert Rodriguez, Rebel, Racer, and Rogue. Now, Barbara Hershey, who married David Carradine, had a kid called Free. That one...
Yeah, you can let that one pass, especially if there was a relative that was in jail and they were trying to get a song made about them.
Who is Ving Rhames? Ving Rhames.
Oh, he was in Pulp Fiction. I think Pulp Fiction. A large man. He was in... he hid the gimp.
Rainbow. But R-E-I-G-N-B-E-A-U. Ah, because Rainbow wasn't dumb enough. And my apologies to all these children for making fun of their names. And don't forget Suri and Shiloh and...
But those sound fine compared to these.
Oh, Ashley Simpson. Bronx Mowgli.
Mowgli is from the Jungle Book.
Bear necessities,
the bear necessities. That kind of thing.
Anyway, disgusting baby names.
Wow.
I'm angry as hell. Bobcat Goldthwait.
What?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. From
currently working on a film.
From Shakes the Clown. From Shakes the Clown fame.
Shakes the Clown guy.
Yeah.
He's working on a film. It is about zombie fetuses, and it's called Ankle Biters.
Didn't you have a whole theory about the zombie thing has passed?
But no one's ever done zombie fetuses yet. My testicles are flat like little waffles.
Yes, they are. The ex-girlfriend of a guy, there's a good reason why she was an ex-girlfriend, but she came in to his place and ripped his testicles off.
You can't rip them off.
She read the news.
Oh, she was digging in with her fingers. Okay, here's what... Wow! Okay, the victim told police his former girlfriend...
that the scrotum area was completely torn loose from his body.
She grabbed his scrotum, began squeezing as hard as she could.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, like this. It would have sounded like that a little bit. Oh, naturally, he told officers he was in incredible pain when she grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers. Oh, no. The police report indicates the scrotum area was completely torn loose from his body. Completely torn loose from his body. Completely torn loose from his body. Robert reportedly refused to let go of his scrotum. Refused to let go of his scrotum. The victim was finally able to remove his balls from her vice-like grip. Is this a real newspaper? Are you allowed to say balls in a newspaper?
I know. Isn't that weird that they were taken to Ball Memorial Hospital?
Well, what's happening with journalism?
Do they have like a different body part? I don't know.
I'm wondering about this news story.
His family jewels are so swollen that he is unable to work.
You can't pull a guy's balls off, can you? Is it even possible? Because I've seen people lift up heavy weights.
With their balls?
Like you. Well, you did. You lifted up an engine block.
You're right.
It was only a lawnmower engine block.
But it was still to protect the baby. There was a child, and I didn't even think. Like, I didn't know I had that strength in my sack. And it was all adrenaline and instinct.
Well, you should post a link to whatever parenting class you're going to, because you are really prepared as a parent.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to seeing your little family. You told me last week...
You mean my midget family? I didn't tell the wife about that. You're not... Can we cut that out?
Oh, yes. Did you know that Scott Future was the basis of the song Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell? You told me, speaking of family, we're on the baby. We're going to let go of this ball talk. It's very interesting, though.
Uh-huh.
We got to talk more about babies.
Yep.
You are basing your family on the Fisher-Price family. Now, Alicia Silverstone, who was in the movie...
Batman and Robin.
The Devil Wears... Batman and Robin, probably...
The Devil Wears Prada. You were going to say The Devil Wears Prada.
She's in that, probably.
No, she's not. Anne Hathaway, who's now going to play Catwoman in the next Batman. Oh, my God.
Batman.
How do you even... Like, how do you mix those up?
Okay, Alicia Silverstone. Scott Future, what's going on with that Alicia Silverstone story? I haven't heard anything at all about it.
Well, apparently she has no regrets about the controversial way that she feeds her son.
Here's a quote. I'm going to do it in her voice.
I wasn't saying this was anything somebody should do. I wasn't trying to be independent or cause such a ruckus. I'm very glad that I did it.
That was a good one.
People have been feeding their kids that way for thousands of years.
Thousands.
Who has been feeding their kids like that for thousands of years?
Celebrities.
Pretty soon, though, it's going to be, you know, just like the new brides. Now, you know, the whole brides, how they, the new thing for brides to lose weight quick.
Oh, you mean shitting in the streets?
No, the feeding tube.
It's a brave new world, folks. Dutch man, donate sperm. What's going on with sperm, Scott?
Wow, this guy is really found something.
He's a Dutch man.
He's a Dutchman.
He wears a hat like you.
Yeah, and
now, you've donated sperm before.
All the time.
So what container did you use?
I just leave it on like banisters.
Oh, I used a thimble. So we all have our different ways. What does this guy do?
Well, this guy is knocking clogs every chance he gets. He does it the old-fashioned way. He puts like a name on Craigslist saying, "I will impregnate you," and then women seek him out. Because if you've seen him, he's an impressive specimen.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice-looking dude.
Yeah, and apparently he's already... he said he was getting, like, he was basically celibate. He was having no sex. And as a result of this, he's already personally sired 87 children in, like, 5 years or something.
What a smart guy.
He goes, they're not...
his kids are going to be just as smart as him.
They're not, like... He said they're not all, like, supermodels, though. So...
But they're going to be smart kids, most likely.
I guess.
Tell me how... You have to learn about this stuff. Do you know about genetics?
Why do I have to learn?
Well, because your kid has a 50% chance of being black.
Why?
See, I don't understand genetics.
You're right. Styrofoam cup, a Dutch sperm donor has chosen 87 children with 5 on the way by having sex with their moms.
Sex with her moms.
Yeah, yeah.
In the no-no place.
Yep.
In the car.
Yep. And he's got a girlfriend, too, that he met while she was a client of his.
Why didn't we think of that? All yeah, those years.
This is how he sells it. Natural insemination is faster. That's like a line. It's like, oh, it hurts, baby.
It works better.
Yeah.
Scientifically proven. Turkey baster, not so good.
Yep, yep. So...
Do you have any more news about babies, the jerks of the future?
Yeah. Did you read about the kid that brought heroin to school?
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there was
heroin to school.
Yeah, there was a kid that brought heroin to school. I mean, it was a 5-year-old boy. It was like, it's basically like a real life episode of The Wire.
Did the little 5-year-old boy know how to heat it up on a spoon and do all that stuff? Was he using the heroin?
No, he was bringing it for show and tell. And then distributing it for free samples, no obligation. Smart businessman, right?
Did he know what it was?
No, he did not apparently know what it was. His mother's boyfriend was then arrested, or stepfather was arrested after, when he came to the school, I guess, for his stash. He was just taking the fall, I think, for the little criminal punk.
Now, you and I were 5-year-old kids in the 70s, and back then it was a little different, wasn't it?
It totally was.
I remember bringing Quaaludes in, and you...
PCP, obviously.
You brought Angel Dust to school. I remember that.
Yeah.
But back then, it was fine. It wouldn't have made the news.
No. I mean, sure. I jumped out of a couple of second-story windows, but, hey, it was all good.
Yeah. I mean, my classmate brought STP in and shared it with the rest of the students because it was the polite thing to do. The 1970s it was a different time.
A different, simpler time. We're now going to turn to the segment called Man in Japan.
Man Japan, man, in Japan.
Man, Japan. Hey, this is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life.
Futuristic.
And hey, Ray, this is it's also true that you were just recently in Canada.
I was in Canada.
You were in the Greater Ottawa area.
Yep. Greatest Ottawa area.
And you went all the way back to Japan,
mm-hmm.
simply to be sure that this was an accurate...
Oh, yeah, I can't do man in Japan in Canada.
Yeah, that would be weird, because it would be a lie, like your sexuality.
Well, AKB48, there's some big, big news going on.
Yeah.
Big news.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we broke the story.
I know.
We broke the story. If you are a podcast listener of the Future Jerks, you know we talked about AKB48.
AK before they were even famous.
And there was a commercial where they're passing a candy from mouth to mouth.
And nobody now, even watched the commercial.
Nobody even know. No, there was no
Until it was on our show notes.
We put it on the show notes. All of a sudden, the world press is ablaze. Associated Press. Press is ablaze. It's on fire. It's shooting lasers out of its ass about AKB48's commercial promoting and encouraging homosexuality.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't see how do they get homosexuality out of that.
Well, no, because they're just sharing candy.
Yeah,
as a survival thing. But you know, we don't want to go over the whole story again because you've seen the video, or you can go back and listen to the old podcast, but episode 2. The commercial may encourage homosexuality, one of the complaints said, adding oral flora was also a concern, according to the Broadcasting Ethics and Program Improvement Organization.
Oral flora. That sounds like a porn actress from the 1930s.
It's a human microbiome. It's like a bacterial problem. They may be spreading bacteria from one AKB48 member to another.
Well, that's right. There's a lot of masks that are worn there.
I don't want to see commercials like this, said another correspondent, who also complained of a music video by the group in which girls, including teens, hug each other in their underwear. It's very distasteful. Hug each other in their underwear. That's the band name you've been looking for your new band.
It's true. It's true. That's a good one. I think the point is that we're making an impact on the media and the news.
Impact.
Yeah, that's what I said, impact.
Being a resident of Japan, people ask questions about the same stuff all the time.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
People ask about Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. They ask about Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles. And they ask about Ribbons of Shame, and including you. You've asked me about Ribbons of Shame, and usually I don't say anything. I just go, that question again about Ribbons of Shame.
Hey, Ray.
Yep.
What's with the Ribbons of Shame? Do they really wear them?
Jeez, not that question again. Okay, Ribbons of Shame. I'll finally address, because I've never answered you or anyone else about this question. In 1986, there was a movie by Ron Howard. Ron Howard made a film called Gung Ho. This was right after, I guess, Splash had just been out. Splash and Cocoon. This was the next movie. It was about Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was Batman. There's a lot of Batman-related kind of
the best Batman
stuff. Do you notice that? It's like a Kevin Bacon thing.
We talk about Michael Keaton a lot.
Well, Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Alicia Silverstone. I mean, it's crazy.
Michael Keaton's chisel chest appears in the movie Gung Ho, which is about a American who is enlisted in the Japanese car industry in the 1980s. And it's based probably on a true story. And at the beginning of the film, which we're going to post a clip right now.
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning? Hey, he's a nice ribbon.
Those are Ribbons of Shame!
I'd wear them on the inside if I was you. Thanks a lot.
Hi! Hi! Orwa! Kondo kozo! Yarezo!
Jimmy, you got a little spit right here. Just got a little something in the corner of your mouth right there. Get the other. It's on the. There's. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so in that clip, he's. This is right at the beginning of the movie where he's talking to a. He's meeting the boss, and an employee comes in with these ribbons on. You know, as you can imagine from the clip, they are ribbons of shame.
They are shameful ribbons.
Shameful ribbons.
I have seen this film.
Presumably, these ribbons are a punishment for something that happened that the employee did, and he has to wear these ribbons of shame as a way of shaming the employee. I've asked a lot of people about this. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. When I look on the internet, there's no information about ribbons of shame ever having existed. As far as I know, it's just something made up for the movie.
Or is it? The listeners should send their ribbons of shame to Japan. Start a fad.
Send your ribbons of shame. Yeah. I'll wear them in Japan. And I'll report if people know what they are. If people look at them and bow their head.
If people look away from you in disgust.
Then we'll know they're ribbons of shame.
Yes.
If they look at me and congratulate me.
Yeah.
You know, omedetou gozaimasu. That means they're ribbons of pride. And the whole story is busted wide open like a stupid watermelon. On the retired Gallagher's stage.
Speaking of stages, can you tell me a little bit about whether there are brothels in Japan? I don't know if you enjoyed some of the brothels that we have in Ontario, but you know that it's now legal in Ontario.
You know, I've heard my parents were complaining about that, the legalization of brothels.
Why? Competition?
Well, I think they probably have some local ones. I don't know. It's something that must affect their lives.
Oral flora?
Brothels help.
Old oral flora down in our part here.
Holy flora everywhere.
Coo, 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 coo.
They talk like
playing the jug.
Pee cold train.
That's right. Coo, 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 coo. And she's like playing the jug when you walk in. oral flora. You're great.
Okay, so we have brothels here. Actually, Nagoya is well known as the sex capital of Japan. People take business trips here, and they write very pretty close to the train station. You can find what looks like an apartment building, and they're just filled. You'll see these signs going all the way up with different names of clubs where they make love to wieners. I asked people about it, and like the ladies don't know. I asked some guys, and they're like, "Yeah, that's what goes on there. They're love clubs." But there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, all in a really concentrated area, and that kind of stuff goes on all over the place. It's completely legal, I think. It's regulated somewhat, and life goes on. You know, everyone's cool with it. It's not like Ontario where people complain about it on AM radio.
So maybe they just wear their ribbons of shame on their peckers.
They, yes, the blue ribbon of shame.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is totally different in Scotland. It has very different meaning.
I feel informed.
Oh, God. You are.
But you know, brothels make me think of something. Brothels is like, that brings us to our next segment.
That's
Soup Talk.
My favorite segment. Soup Talk.
It's Soup Talk. It's Soup Talk. Soup Talk. Let's talk about soup.
Oh, gosh. Ray likes his soups. He likes all soups. Mm-hmm. It's a fact, and I can prove it.
How?
Well, this segment, I think, will prove it.
Well, I had big soup adventures in Canada.
Oh, do tell. The listeners can't wait. They're salivating.
Number one, the plane had no soup on. I was disgusted and maddened. They never have soup on a plane. It's one of the basic food groups.
Well, after that Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Yeah, it causes a fear and panic in some passengers. Yeah. Also, a turbulent soup, maybe not a good idea, but I think soup is always a good idea.
I'm sick of those goddamn fucking soups off this plane.
I have one word for you, worthless, racist people who run the airlines. Despacho! Don't forget there are cold soups that are harmless when spilled on other passengers. Granted, a little garlicky smelling, but gazpacho, right? That's a cold soup. There are other cold soups too.
Gazpacho. Gazpacho.
I got there. I got to my parents' place. I opened up the cupboard. And I was amazed to find a variety of soups. They had a Habitant, which is a Canadian brand of pea soup. You know what they say about pea soup? See poop. It's very good for your digestion. It just blasts right through your colon. They had Campbell's soups, which I wouldn't touch because they're full of cancerous can linings.
Right, because that's the old ones.
Yeah, I assume these cans are a couple of weeks old.
Yeah.
At least. I had a can of Habitant vegetable soup, which I heated up in the microwave, and it was exquisite. The carrots are cubic shaped. The peas are spherical. It was just delightful. The shape of the soup and everything about it was just a wonder. I can't tell you enough about how great that soup was. I had a few other soups during my trip, but I also, at your wedding,
yep.
I had a very lovely soup, too.
Yep.
It was a cream of carrot.
No, it was not.
Cream of carrot with, I can't believe it's not butter, drizzled on top.
It wasn't either of those things.
Are you doubting my soup testing?
I am doubting you. I think I would know.
Whatever. I know my soups.
It was butternut squash with creme fraiche.
I think that's what I said. Roll the tape back. No, you're right this time. You're right this time. I did say the wrong thing, but
I see a little chink in the armor there. You're not like the Carson character, the great Carsini. You are not the great Carsini when it comes to soup.
Butternut squash is a type of carrot, technically. It is a root vegetable that grows underground.
Don't say that. Don't say root. It'll be bleeped out in Australia. Hey, Ray, tell me about your fantasies. Soup, I mean.
One of my favorite soups is cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Mixed egg roll. With a stock fly meat.
It sounds explosive.
Another one of my favorite soups is yogurt, kidney beans, frozen concentrated orange juice pulp.
It was draining.
Another one of my favorite soups.
Yep.
The ingredients are graham crackers.
Yep.
Turnip meat. Scope mouthwash.
That's not a soup.
It's a soup. Scope mouthwash is technically a stock.
It's ridiculous. Awful.
You don't know anything about soup.
Well, clearly I know that much. I wouldn't use scope.
Well, look, this is your fantasy soups, okay? These are my fantasies. I actually haven't had these soups, but I can...
Now, if you thought of it, you would use the scope for that airline gazpacho.
Oh, yeah, I could have made my own makeshift, but they don't let you bring scope on the friggin' plane.
No, but then it deals with that garlic issue that you were concerned about.
True. I need to talk to the airline executive.
Oh, billion-dollar idea. Executive. Huh?
Yep.
Air soup. Air soup. We could start our own. We could start our own like viable business. It's perfect because what's the cheapest food for them to make?
Soup.
Yeah. Cheapest,
because they can freeze it, microwave it.
Exactly. You cut it. You know, like heroin.
Oh yeah, they can do that. But especially Air Canada.
And then if you can deal with that garlic issue because of the recycled air. And you put it
you
with a base
the soap
of
in with the gazpacho.
Exactly.
You got a great idea there.
Oh, listeners, you can't steal it.
You know what? All this soup talk is making me hungry for the future.
News from the year 2080.
Dude looks like a beauty queen.
Oh, that was an article about there was a beauty queen who used to be a man and is now a woman.
Yep.
So, look at I don't keep a track of this news. What happened? Did she get kicked out? Are they going to let her compete?
Apparently, she's allowed to compete if certain gender recognition requirements are met.
She's very lovely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm totally married. So, what are the...
Talk about it after the show.
What are the legal... What are the things? What?
Okay. So it says beauty queen who's born a male can compete if she meets Canadian gender requirements. Now, you and I went to Canadian school, and we had gender requirements.
Yes, we did.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a test. Like, we'd get a little... I got a bronze medal. I don't remember the details.
Really?
You remember that? We had to do lifting. That's when you lifted that engine block the first time.
Right.
Penis twirling.
Well, obviously the helicopter. Did you have any problems passing your test? I don't want to be the first one to say.
I squeaked by. Now, you having a vaginus, you were totally fine. You got like a gold medal.
and What's a vaginus?
Obviously, you didn't pay attention.
I didn't pay attention.
The Canadian legal gender requirements are very complicated. You have to have at least two nipples of any type.
Uh-huh.
You need to have one or two buttocks. And that's all I remember from the test. There was lots of crying and getting sent home.
You got to understand, though, seriously, Ray, like, they've changed it so much since you and I were kids. Like, there's no way that it's the same. It's the same tests. Like, there's been a dilution of the what do they call it? It's like a grade inflation, right?
Are you talking about that spray they spray on and it's supposed to shrink or something?
No, I wasn't. But please go ahead with that.
I'm sending you back to improv school. Try that again. Are you talking about that spray that makes it shrink?
Yes, I am. That is improv.
Improv 101.
That was really awesome improv. Hey, did you also hear that whale vomit will no longer be needed in the future?
It's weird how much whale vomit is needed right now.
I know. I mean, I think about my life and all the luxuries that I enjoy, and I think, hey man, where would I be if I didn't have whale vomit?
I know.
Did you know that it's a key ingredient in perfume?
It is. It's called ambergris.
Yeah.
It's regurgitated, sticky, inner stomach substance.
Oh my God. Alicia Silverstone is replacing the whales. She's found a loophole. She's found a whole new industry, and she's going to exploit this for her own benefit. She's using her child simply as a beaker. Oh my, it's all becoming clear to me now.
So
she's destroying the whales so she can corner the market.
It's got a musky, sweet, earthy aroma, and you have some right here on your desk. Tell us about it, because we don't just do a podcast; we do an experience.
Hold on. I just had some regurgitated into my mouth. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Yeah. I mean, if they cut it with scope as a base, it might be better. I'm surprised you weren't more interested in my incredible revelation that Alicia Silverstone is the decline of whale vomit as a commodity.
I'm blown away by it.
And yet, you dismissed it and moved on. But anyway,
We're still talking about this. I want to talk about the substance itself because it has a musky, sweet, earthy aroma. And it's what helps perfumes cling to fabrics and last longer on the skin. So I'm wondering if you... Because you have to chew seashells, fish bones. Seashells and fish bones must be chewed. Babies.
Well, obviously, she's saying like she's a vegan and all that, but I don't buy it either.
She's making perfume for her baby's mouth.
Yeah. And what's with the musky smell? That brings us right back to 420, doesn't it?
By which you mean, are you talking? Oh, you're
I can smell it like
Rick,
you.
I think you mean ravishing Rick Rude. Because he was famous for his musky odor.
And the musky odor of hate on the decomposing body of Hitler.
We have a new segment.
Movies from a year from now. Gonna freak your bean. The best darn movies that you ever have seen.
Today, on this episode, we're going to talk about a movie called Pixels.
Yeah.
It's coming out exactly a year from now.
Uh-huh.
It's a short film where it's a picture of a city, like New York City, and then all these animated pixel characters come out. And they're like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, all this kind of stuff attacks New York City, and at the end, everything turns into pixels.
Wow.
So then, I guess Adam Sandler saw this and said, hey, we need to make a movie about this.
Uh-huh.
So he contracted the original director of that short,
uh-huh.
I don't know anything about this director. It's a French director. And they're actually making a movie. It's in production right now. And it's going to come out next year. And it's supposed to be a Ghostbusters-style action comedy. Now, this is like Happy Madison, right? His Happy Madison production company.
Okay.
And he... Look, I haven't seen a lot of Adam Sandler movies, but he tends to have the same people in them.
He does.
We don't have a cast listing for this movie, so imagine who's going to be in this.
It's got to be Rob Schneider.
What about Drew Barrymore?
I don't think she's a regular.
But she could be like a princess from Mario.
Yeah.
I assume she's going to have licensed characters from every 80s
right.
video game.
Yep. And he'll have...
Bob Barker.
could have Bob Barker.
He could be the Bill Murray of this Ghostbusters-like film.
Yeah. David Spade? Is David Spade one?
Well, lots of SNL people from that era end up in his movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so that would be David Spade. Maybe Mike Myers would probably...
No. Ladies Man?
Oh, you mean Tim Meadows?
Yeah,
Tim Meadows has got to be in it.
Yeah, he'll be in it.
But all it says is going to be like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters-style action comedy. Doesn't mean it's going to be exactly like Ghostbusters, but if you look back at Adam Sandler's films... Happy Madison films, they tend to be like Ghostbusters already.
Right.
51st Dates, like Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Wedding Singer, like Ghostbusters. They've got two movies coming out.
Yeah.
There's something called Grown Ups 2. Grown Ups is like a 2010 movie, which I haven't seen. You know about this? It's a Happy Madison
thing. I do not know.
Jack and Jill is also from that company, which I've not seen. It looks like it must be pretty good. Paul Blart Mall Cop. I saw that, and it was actually okay. I expected it to be not very good, and it was all right, and I liked it. Happy Madison is responsible for a lot of very bad movies.
Yep, but they make money.
They make a lot of money. Little Nicky.
Uh-huh.
Some good movies, too. Dickie Roberts, former child star.
That was so-so.
51st Dates, cute as hell. Rain Over Me. Rain Over Me was okay. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Here's my review of Pixels. Pixels is a lighthearted family comedy. There's going to be a typical... You have to have the washed-up video game guy who is Adam Sandler.
Is there going to be Q-Bert? Is there going to be Q-Bert?
Doesn't he start off... Okay, at the beginning of the movie, I fell asleep during one part of it.
Uh-huh.
But he starts off as he's like... You go back to the 80s and he's playing video games.
Yeah.
Like a young version of Adam Sandler. Uh-huh. They don't do very well. Like, he still looks about 30, but he's supposed to be a teenager.
Right.
And he's playing video games and then there's some big disaster. His girlfriend cheats on him right in front of him.
Right.
Like he's in love with this girl and she starts making out with this guy who's like the king of the arcade.
Yeah.
He's like, and the guy's taunting him. And he's like, no, no, no. And then Adam Sandler's like, I'm never going to play video games again. And there's a big video game competition and he fails. And that's like the first half of the movie, the setup.
Right.
Cut back to...
Well, I thought... he takes off. He's so upset about the whole thing. And he goes on a cruise ship and... Then the cruise ship hits a giant pixel and sinks right after he said, I am the King Kong of the world.
The other guy, the guy who's played by... Who's the guy who plays him? Robert Schneider.
Right.
Rob Schneider is the other guy. He's like some...
The super on One Day at a Time.
That's the guy. Yeah. Rob Schneider. Yeah. Super stud. He is a video game magnate. He owns a big video game company, and somehow he has found a way to do like a reverse Tron thing where video games are brought into the real world. And they make a lot of references to Tron and jokes about video games. Never gets tiring.
No.
Little video game puns and stuff like that.
And whenever it does get tiring, you can just throw another quarter in and extend the joke for another 10 minutes.
Adam Sandler's character has two dogs, well, Mario and Luigi.
Hmm. And he makes has a couple of roles and has a annoying little, I mean, great accents because he does really good accents.
Well, he plays a henchman, the bad guy's henchman. Rob Schneider's henchman is also played by him.
Yeah.
But with Pixels. Like, it's not actually, you don't see him. He's just doing the voice and probably like mocap. Motion capture. And
then
I don't want to reveal the entire plot, but
right.
I will anyway.
Right.
That guy eventually makes, you know, he wants to make a lot of money by starting a video game theme park. And the video games, the one of the boss characters, I think it's Wario or something. I can't remember. Maybe Sinistar. He ends up releasing all of the video games because of greed or something. All the video game characters go out in the city and terrorize everyone. And guess who is the only person who can save the city?
Adam Sandler?
That's right, Adam Sandler.
Right.
His character, not the real Adam Sandler, uses his video game knowledge to turn himself into a video game character. He fights against the henchmen, and he ends up defeating all the video game characters and puts them back in the video games where they belong.
Sounds like it would be, like, really good.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. He knows what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, this brings us... this brings us, what does this bring us?
Oh, to the glorious end of this, I'm hoping.
The glorious end. Thank you very much for listening, podcast listeners. It would really, really do us a big favor if you would go to iTunes and download Angry Birds. No, what are they supposed to do? Scott, what are they supposed to do on iTunes?
Sorry.
This is a 420 thing.
No, it's so awesome.
What should they do on iTunes?
Sorry.
Hey, man. Hey, Dolphin.
He's starving, man. Yeah, iTunes. Write a review. Write whatever the hell you want, but give
you
us.
Don't even have to
but
write
you need
a review.
You need to put the 5 stars. Bye bye, bye bye, baby, bye bye, baby, bye bye.
And we'll see you
back in the future.
Back.